88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First Rate Ag and Holdridge, a full-service ag retailer. Look at Bill's hat, by the way.
First Rate.
That's the logo. Crop protection, lawn fertilizer. They've been in business for 26 years. They offer all those things. First, reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket. And tomorrow is conference call Thursday.
And Jake, would you say this is like a... just like a franchise that you buy into, First Rate Ag?
No.
Not a franchise.
No.
They are the franchise. They started
and
the franchise.
And you are the logo.
And I'm the logo. Thank you very much for letting me be part of the logo. They started this from ground up. Imagine that. They've been through all the problems. They know all the hiccups. 26 years, 99% retention rate. Oh, man. Yield, crop, you name it, they got it.
First Rate Ag. Go to firstrateag.com.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Parker.
So they're not a franchise. You know what is a franchise?
What's that?
Denny's.
Yeah. Ooh, what about Denny's? Yeah.
Denny's closing 150 restaurants.
No. Yeah. What?
Denny's is closing.
That means that's the end of Denny's then? That's it?
Yeah, how many are left?
No.
How many are left?
Yeah, how many are left then?
Okay, hold on.
I mean,
Denny's is closing.
There's not one in this state, right? There used to be the one
Is there one in Omaha? In Lincoln?
In Omaha. There's one right off of I-80 as you're coming in the west side.
God, Denny's was a staple.
Denny's is closing.
The one right over by the Journal Star.
Denny's is closing 150 restaurants over the next year. And the 71-year-old dining chain is mulling a major change to its 24/7 operating hours. We can do this later. Let's do Bill's Thrills. Anyway,
Denny's is closing. Denny's is closing that many locations.
Yeah, they're not. Come on, there's still 1,375. Yeah. Locations.
Huh. It's still sad.
Okay, that's a lot still.
Still sad.
We need more. Okay.
It's grand slam.
It's time to fire up a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a wild card Wednesday. What do you have on your mind today?
I just want to paint a picture of an incredible loss. That we obviously on this show, we follow UConn very closely. UConn, and they had a very difficult loss, 23-20, to Wake Forest. They were driving to win the game. There was a horrific no call on a PI. We gave them a chance to tie the game or go to overtime or to win the game. And there was a press conference afterwards, and Jim Mora was on it.
I'm proud of them for fighting back. We've got to make sure that we put ourselves in a position where it doesn't come down to one play where an ACC team makes a horse call against an independent. And that's up to us to play better at the start of the game so it doesn't come down to that call, which was holding and PI. And that's what I told him. And we'll come back and we'll fight. So it's on us to play better earlier. But it'd sure be nice if it was a level playing field.
Questions, anyone?
Jim, I mean, obviously, the way it came down is not...
Yeah, it was a hold and a PI. Hold and a PI.
Did you get an explanation for me?
Here's your explanation. ACC versus independent. There's your explanation, Dom. It's pretty f***ing simple. All right. Thanks, everyone.
There you go.
Wow. Bo Pelini.
God, I just... my take is this. Every coach should get one per year. Every coach should get to have one rant per year against someone like that. Give them one chance to say what's really on their mind, because no one can ever say it. And it also gets back to, which has been talked on other shows. So this is the ACC. This is the same crew also that overturned the Virginia Tech game against Miami when no one could see the ball.
Ooh.
So when this happens, what do you have? Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Whether they're true or not, and I really don't think they are, but how do you not have them? Mm. How do you? That was an independent. Yeah. Their crew was ACC, and they didn't make the call. Mm. And so no matter what, that comes up. We all know that who did the ACC really need to win that game, Miami versus Virginia Tech? Virginia Tech had two losses. Miami had none. Mm. If you don't have that, so it comes back to one thing that we talked about on the show. You have to have a commissioner, and there should never the just because of this is how we've always done it, there cannot be conference refs. There cannot be Big Ten officials, SEC officials, ACC officials. The officials have to fall underneath one group, one leadership, and that's where everything is at. There's just no way that this should ever happen. There's just no way that this should ever happen. There should just be a group of officials. You have a commissioner of the officials. They're the ones that disperse where they're going to go work at. You want the crews to work together. For continuity, that helps you.
Oh yeah.
But all of a sudden, though, if it's like, no, we just do Big 12 games, we do this, there is almost impossible not to have things that eliminates all that. The NFL, they don't just referee the AFC South. They don't. They are referees for the NFL. And if they don't get to this, it gets back to the commissioner of overseeing football. If you don't have some of this, there is just separate agendas by conference.
Mm.
And if someone can say it's not true, it's hard to say for the general fan to not have some sort of perception, and perception's reality. Mm-hmm. And so the deal with the one that happened at Texas is so unreal, because they marked it off. They made the call and they marked it off against Texas. And then they reversed it after it was marked off because the bottles got thrown on the field. Also with that, you know what else the officials didn't do to Texas? They didn't penalize them. They didn't penalize them 15 yards for throwing debris on the field. They acted as if it never happened.
That was rough.
And so Kirby was right with it. If they would have you always have the option of waving the flag right away. There's no flag. There's no call on the play. There's no flag. They didn't. They marched off the yardage against Texas, then the mayhem happened, and then that's what went down. Mm. And then you're as a coach, can't say anything. Mm. Can't say a word. Can't say one word, because otherwise I can't say anything. Boy, that gets hard. It gets really hard. And if they have at least if they have one person as a commissioner overseeing officiating, that helps things a lot. So that's my take.
Jim Moore Jr. again dropped a horse bleep angry rant and interesting. A bleeping in there as well.
Jim Moore.
He's fired up. Just like his dad.
I would have been.
It comes from, you know,
go
like
watch the play. It was egregious. Like he said, it was a hold and a PI. It was both.
Oof.
It was both. Keeps everything alive. They have a chance to tie the score. They were down 10 with like 3 minutes to go, making a miraculous comeback, giving themselves a chance, you know, like I said. And it's just, he said it. He goes, it's real simple. ACC refs against independent. Ouch. You tell me. And it's hard not to push back a little bit, or at least have a weird thought in your head when that stuff happens.
Yeah. And I totally agree.
So
totally agree.
We have a text from Who Columbus Bert. Says, have refs always been this bad? Seems like this year is a complete ref show across college football.
There was a crazy one last night they were totally wrong on. I mean, I'm watching the end of the UTEP game. UTEP gets the first down. They marked him short on a fourth down play, and then the teams switched out into the game, and the announcers are like, they need to look at this. He made it. They need to look at this. No one looked at it. And then the next time UTEP, they mark him first down. They're driving the last 40 seconds to go. They marked him first down. He was a yard and a half short. They reviewed it. He was a yard. He gave first down. He was a yard and a half short, which gets back to this one, which I want to be able to get this. It's going to happen, and it's going to come from the ticket. There needs to be a referee that does nothing more than spots the ball right at the sticks. Because this guy came running to spot the one from 5-6 yards away. He can't tell how far they went because all you need to know is like, nope, he was a yard short or 6 inches short or he made it. Hmm. All the one person, what's your job? My job is the spot. And all that really matters, they're not trying to figure out if they missed the spot, if it's 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 7. Mm-hmm. But when it's on a first down, they need a body at that spot to be able to do it. And so, but it was crazy. They were completely busted last night.
That'd be an important job. I mean, spotting the ball is everything.
And the way money is now, they can't, so that we can't have this better. But the officiating has been, but I just think the conspiracy theory against people that are probably, in my mind, they're great people. They're not trying to make mistakes.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice, but it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
But how do you not look at it if the ACC, how do you not look at the ACC and say, this was pretty obvious?
How did it work if there was a conspiracy? Would it? Commissioner get to the ref. I mean, it's always interesting to think how would it actually transpire.
They talked about it in Northern Arizona. They sat a ref down for a game because he made a critical error on a missed extra point that was missed. They called it good and they reviewed it. And it's like he missed it. But you changed the call and it's a major thing. Hmm. And so there's just a lot to it. I feel for him. I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. I know it's really hard. Mm-hmm. But the one, it's not hard to throw a penalty against Texas when their entire crowd threw trash on the field.
Oh, God.
That was quite a sight.
That's not hard to call that one.
No, I agree.
And then to mark it off and then to go back. It's a non-reviewable play. Mm-hmm. It's not reviewable. And so that doesn't add up. And so there's just so many little things. And it's hard. It's hard. I feel for him in that spot. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be underneath. There should never be conference referees. Mm. Should not be. Should be one group of officials, and they get sent to where they're going.
And Jim Moore Jr. agrees with you, Bill.
Yes.
As that
Thanks, Jim.
Jim.
People are saying the text line, that's why you need to have a chip in the ball.
Oh.
Yeah, there's something to that. Yeah, there's something to that.
It doesn't always help to know where you went down. Did your knee go down earlier, though? You know where the ball ended
up. It wouldn't end everything perfectly. If you just had would you not feel really good if there was a guy standing right on the first down marker? And he's like, no, got it right here.
Yep.
8 inches short. It's what I've got. At least you would feel better. When a guy's running, if you watch the play.
I watched that.
If you watch the play, watch the play last night when UTEP's driving and they marked it as a first down. The guy's coming from 8 yards. And also he runs down there and says, here's where it was. There's no way you could tell where it was. On the goal line, someone's on the what? The goal line. Someone's on the goal line.
Right.
So, interesting.
Brian, before we get to the game show, Brian on YouTube says, when I was in college at Idaho, we had a ref that said a field goal was no good when it was clearly made, and all the refs had to get together and make the correct call and say the field goal was good. Oh, it was no good. Oh, sorry, when it was good.
The ref called there, it no good.
If you Google it, there's one where a referee where they measured it and it was short by an inch and the referee stood up and said first down. Said first down.
Come on, man, just measured it.
It's measured. The sticks are still down, and so
we can all see this. This is worldwide.
Worldwide
visual.
Oh man,
they miss them.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. I think we're 2-0 in the week, young Ben?
2-0.
2-0, going looking for a 3-0 start to the week. Today
amazing
is a wild card Wednesday, and it is a very wild card. This is very random today. Today, our topic is famous clowns. Yeah, famous clowns.
I didn't even know there were famous clowns.
I knew a couple off the top of my head.
Don't say them out loud because there's not that many out there.
I was going to say,
there's not that many famous clowns in the world. So if you think you know your famous clowns, give us a call right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Takedown Sip and Bill and Trivia. Famous clowns are topic today. Don't say any out loud because not that.
Got it.
Got it? Okay. Giving out, get a call. We have James. James, how do you feel about famous clowns today?
I think I'm okay.
All right. Again, Bill.
James.
Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Familiar. What's up, Simple?
Hey, James. How are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Good, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill is the lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, James, first question to you. What is the name of the clown in The Simpsons?
I don't watch The Simpsons.
This is not your question. This is for James. James, the name of the clown in the Simpsons.
I would know it, but I'm like Steve. I don't watch The Simpsons, so that really puts me in a dire straits.
5 seconds, James. Five. Four.
I have no idea. Yeah. Clowny
the clown.
I like it's a good name.
Bill doesn't know. I don't know what pass.
It would be Krusty the Clown.
Ooh, Krusty. Did you know that, Ben? He did. Ben knew it.
All right, Sip, first question, 0-0 tie. What is the name of the evil clown in the It movie?
You don't know this.
I've never heard of the movie It. I've never heard of the movie It before.
Oh, Ben knows it, of course.
Yeah. You know what? This one too, Ben? You know, you've seen the movie It.
The name of the clown in It. Sip.
Throw something out.
Russ.
I like the name.
Russ the Clown.
I like it. That's a good call.
Not Russ. Do you want that, James, or not?
Ben.
Yeah, is it Periwinkle?
No, it's not.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
So, the answer is Pennywise. He was on the right track, but he said Periwinkle. Pennywise, the name of the clown.
That puts us up one.
You are up.
That's advantage.
Now, yeah. I feel like...
I like that you went for it, though. I do.
I respect that. I feel like James will tie it up here with this question. It gets easier here. James for the tie, down 0-1. What clown is the longtime mascot of the most popular fast food restaurant in the world?
Ronald McDonald.
We'd have had that one.
Yeah. We guys would have had that one.
Yeah. That we would have had.
Okay, back to all square.
Okay.
All right, Bill's in play here. Sip for the win. What famous clown was introduced in the 40s but became a staple across TV in the 60s and 70s?
Okay, say that again.
What famous clown was introduced in the late 1940s but became a staple across TV
it's the famous
in the
one, right?
60s and 70s?
Bozo.
Bozo?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good job. That's a win.
It wasn't
a
pretty.
Win. Strange. It's a win. It's a very, very strange game. It wasn't that interesting.
Hey,
but
it was a first timer. We never had clown topic before.
Clown topic. Because all I could think of was one clown. Is the most famous clown, Bozo.
Bozo the clown.
Yeah.
Wow.
James that way is gone.
Because that was a common thing to call someone that. Hey, Bozo.
I think that still is. You can still people still call common. Bozo right
now.
You
don't say, hey, Ronald. That was an interesting...
You never said, hey, Ronald. You're right. Never.
You never thought about clowns before, have you?
Yeah.
Now, there was a time
going back to when we were the first on the air, Bill, 2016, we had our producer, Adam Hurley, was his name. He was legitimately terrified of clowns.
Yeah. A lot of people terrified. Are. I'm not happy with them. There's never a time where I'm like, I want to see a clown.
But there is a listener that came in around Halloween.
It got
and
weird.
And he was in a full clown outfit.
It got weird.
And I knew he was coming in. I said, Adam, go get the door. Somebody's here. And he walks in, and he freaked out, like screamed, and went into an empty room and like locked the door.
That was scary.
You were the human. He was terrified.
It was a very
so
odd.
Jake
times.
Was part of this. He knew the guy had an extreme fear, and Jake was part of bringing that.
It was. He scared the hell out of him.
You wouldn't have liked this. It was scary. It was kind of.
It was incredible. I could probably have the video on my phone still. It was.
And Furley did shriek.
He cussed.
That probably messed him up for a long time.
It was interesting.
I wouldn't imagine going home and that night and just being like, all of a sudden you saw a clown that day.
We had some clown stuff go on because of Furley.
That's the part that, that's why you don't want to say much on your biggest fears are.
Sip had some sort of old school clown you could like wind up and he would talk or he would walk or something.
Furley didn't
like
that.
Didn't like that either.
I don't know where I got it.
Tiebreaker, Bill. In what year did Ronald McDonald debut as the mascot of McDonald's?
1968.
It's not 1968, but what year is it?
Missed it by a year.
Oh, my God. It must be 66.
It's 63. You're in the right decade. Yeah. 1963. Not a bad guess, Bill.
Thought I had it.
But you know what? That's a 3-0 start.
I like to get those on the nose.
I know.
When did McDonald's start up, I wonder?
That I don't know the answer to.
I found something. I read. I think I sent it to you guys, a deal from McDonald's. I think it was in Arizona. That's where the drive-thru started because the military base could not come in uniform inside of McDonald's. And so they started with a drive-thru window to serve the military base. I've read that.
Sip, you also had a McDonald's factoid today, didn't you?
Oh, do we want to go there?
You can't. They're not an advertiser. It's fine.
There was an E. coli problem, and it killed a man. And there was a lot of hospitalizations.
Sick.
Yeah. It was an onion
quarter
issue.
Pounders, I think, right?
Yeah. This is according to Missing Tooth Greg.
I saw the story.
But it was on the nightly news. Yeah, it was on the nightly news. They had an E. coli outbreak.
Is it Lincoln?
No, this is nationwide.
I think it was Colorado.
Several states had a problem with
this. Oh, I think really? 11 states. Yeah. 11
oh, wow, that's
states.
A lot.
Several states had a problem.
So, I'm not going to say anything else.
Ronald McDonald. Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.